air that you would probably, you know, give to a cigar. So if you're just opening up a new package, maybe grab one from the middle. You probably just have your best odds there, and then let the rest of them kind of mellow out a little bit. And
my dad would say, "You're not holding your mouth right."
Yeah, sure. that's also a whole different episode.
That's right. It's for counseling 101.
Yeah, but that being said, I think I had the same experience. The not the construction issues like Mike had, but you know, real just kind of 2-3 notes. Right, they're kind of, you know, first, second, third in the smoking of the cigar. I don't really see the lines of, you know, continuation there. They're not offensive.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. The smoking experience is still really nice. If I were in a humidor, would I smoke it again? Absolutely.
Right.
No.
But it's one of those things, you know, I think.
I mean, I would smoke it again.
Yeah, they're worth a revisit. But, you know, I think that a lot of my preconceived notions about shade and then blend probably hype me up a little bit more for some of these interactions than, you know, so my expectations were probably just instead of kind of going into it blind and just smoking the cigar.
Right. Well, what are we going to rate it here, boys? We're going to give it a 3. So it's pretty, you know, decent ratings coming through this stuff. Like I said, I wanted to make it kind of interesting and about how, you know, everyone got different, you know, two people got the same sizes and the other two got different sizes. So I thought that was interesting because that's going to make for some different, you know, notes. And when we talk about that in Cigar 101, and we talk about how size and things affect.
Yeah,
I know.
Complete.
I know.
You should do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But, you know, the time of day, where you're at, what you're drinking, who you're with, all
how
these
mad
things,
you are about something,
you
are. What are your shoes like?
Yeah, all these things can affect your...
How much ribbon you got on the golf course,
right,
about your sick golf shoes.
That's right. All these things can affect cigars, and we'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to All Things That Mike Has a Problem With. Oh, wait, that's the wrong show.
No, it's not.
That's the other. Oh,
this
is
the
right
show.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got it right. So we just went over the C5 Black from Reyes Cubanos, and we gave it a rating of 3. So just make sure you write that down, folks, if you're keeping track with us.
If you're keeping score, huh?
That's right. That's right. And if you're keeping score of how
like
many
three
words that got mixed up or
Benjamin Zero
mispronounced.
Must be the shoes.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, yeah. So overall, what do you guys think about this lineup?
Well,
what do you, what do you guys?
One, we still have one stick.
Oh, yeah. Do we? Yes. Oh, that's right. I forget Mike gets
I'm
to
going
talk
over
now.
The GRD3.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the last stick we had in this lineup is the GRD3. The GRD3 blend. Which the company calls medium in body, is also entirely Honduran. It's a larger ring gauge, has surged in popularity. We set out to create a line that celebrates this trend, introducing GRAND3 Grand 3, a collection of three distinct sizes that elevate the large ring gauge experience. Each cigar in the line delivers smooth, medium-bodied flavors, perfect for any moment. Whether you're looking for a quick escape, that would be my usual thing around Barger, a quick escape, a leisurely break,
you'll
or
never find
an extended indulgence session, those are not words that I would use around Barger lightly. With Grand 3, you choose the perfect size to fit your day wrapper with much of the same thing. The Trojas binders from Hamastron, Treos, and the two fillers from Trojes.
What is it the fat guy said in Austin Powers? Where's the baby?
Yeah. Here's some of my own notes about
the other wet meat.
The GRD3, very earthy with hints of cocoa. Hi,
it's the GRD3.
A bit creamy. It's very full smoke on the draw. Mm-hmm. It's unbalanced with some spice coming in the middle that clubbed all that bitter, creamy flavor on the front third. This is a ring gauge that is not for the meek. I did not like how this felt in my mouth and my hand. It was just, this is not it for me. I actually had this with a Havana Club Añejo rum, and it did not pair very well at all with that. So
really, which one?
The ring gauge did not pair well with the, with the Havana Club.
I thought it might've been the other way around. So.
So, no, the rum is fine.
Yeah, that's a great club. We're all a part of it.
Right. Yeah. Do you know how to say Honduras? Yeah.
I thought, so this cigar was probably my second favorite. I did like this cigar.
Same.
And I think we got the same size.
Which one?
The GRD 3.
Which size?
It was pretty GRD.
It was pretty GRD.
Pretty GRD. No,
What size did you
get? I had the 660.
The 660, mm-hmm. So we had the Robusto.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, short boy.
Yeah.
Now, 660, I think it was, I'm with Mike. It was way too, I had on my notes smoky, very smoky.
Well, it's a cigar. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but.
What do you do with this? You smoke it.
You're smoky. No, it's just I just felt like the ring gauge was way too big. I don't think the flavors really were something I needed that much.
It was one of those things where more is not better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, you know, the 660, anything 60 for me is just a no-go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not passing go. I'm not collecting $200. I'm just not doing it because that's not, 48 to 50 is probably my sweet spot.
I just don't think you get the concentration of flavor right in something that is that large. I understand that there's a market demand for them. I think if you're really trying to
I think it's for people that are chewers.
But, you know, I think if you're really trying to dial in on
chewing,
the blend.
They need to get chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
All right. Well. I know. But I know people that they don't smoke cigars. They just chew cigars. And I'm like, well, what was the point?
That's ridiculous.
Why'd you pay $12 for a stick?
I've seen some people pick these big cigars because they think it's status.
That's what I was going to say.
And it's, exactly.
I think
you know, it takes me back to, you remember when we went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
I do.
And this was probably 2011, maybe?
At least.
2011 to the Cigar International Cigar Fest, right? Yeah. This is the first time we'd ever been anywhere cigar related. This me and Richie went together.
Had a great time.
Me, him, Jason Harper, and Andrew Hannigan.
That's right.
Who drove the whole way? Almost you and me, baby.
That's right.
That's right. I worked a 12-hour shift, and then we got in the truck, drove to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'll never forget it.
And Stump met us there.
Yeah, Stump actually met us there, and we were there. But this guy, literally, I'm not kidding. We get out of the car in the parking lot, and there's these older business type guys. This guy's probably 6'3", 6'4", 300 pounds. I mean, big dude. Like, he's not like a fat dude, but he's just like tall and like a big dude, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, brother, do you want a cigar? I mean, we're just walking up to the event. And I was like, well, that's kind of why I'm here. And he just reaches in his bag.
No, I'm here to inspect the paint.
Pulls out
building.
A cigar and just takes his cutter. And cuts like half an inch off the thing and hands it to me.
Yep. Ooh.
And I was like,
no.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks. I might have smoked it, but.
You just ruined it for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Like those kind of people. That's the kind of people that those cater to. Like business type, think there's a status. Like
business type or, you know, maybe good old boy with the big truck, big cigar.
Maybe
big hat.
Same guy with the lifted truck.
Yeah.
You know, I know what would have made this story so much better.
Strippers?
If somebody had been wearing these golf shoes,
I almost put them on.
Listen,
I almost wore them.
If you had walked in with these golf shoes into the cigar festival, I guarantee you he would have not have taken off a half inch of that cigar.
He probably wouldn't have offered it to me, to be real honest.
Yeah. I just want to say this, that kudos to that guy for inviting me, not even knowing who I was, not even.
Oh, I'm sure he was well paid.
Well, yeah. Sure. But like, hey, what is cigars for? If not to engage, have conversations, meet new people.
I think it's to make fun of people that smoke a 660.
For sure. But like that guy welcomed me in when he didn't need to. And so that's great. So what are we going to give this guy? We'll give it a 3.
Give it a 3.
Well, what did you guys think about overall the Raciest Cubanos?
You know, lineup? I kept on waiting. So the fact that they are behind some really great sticks with some other brands, I kept on waiting, you know, for this to just come around to be a lot better. And that just never happened.
I kept thinking maybe the next one will hit me better. But I actually thought the Classico was the best of all of these because it was just a lot more consistent. And I don't know, just felt like something that I would smoke again.
It's a great foundational smoke, right? Yeah. The Classico for sure. Yeah. At the same time, right? The production that they put out, I definitely had a little bit more expectation.
I would not go back to it again.
Yeah. Well, listen, Racy's, thanks for providing us with cigars for this episode. Yes. This is a lot of great stuff, but we're going to wrap it up today for the Smokes episode. I'd like to thank our host, good old boy Richie.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them.
Good old boy Mike.
You know, I think that I really need to go shopping for more golf shoes.
Yeah,
I concur. And, you know, I think that's really what I need to focus on is finding good pairing to go with grandma's wallpaper.
Amen.
Decoupage.
Amen.
Decoupage shoes. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Did those shoes make any of these cigars taste better?
I only had one of them on when I was smoking them.
There's your mistake.
Do you call it a construction problem or an execution issue?
Well, listen, folks, thank you so much for having us and being in your car and with your commute. And thanks for listening to us. And check us out online as well if you want.
Yeah, check out that interview we did with these guys
on the interwebs.
Where you can hear him say his name correctly instead of the way Barbara
says. Go follow us on Instagram. We need your help.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap
it in
the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker
in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Gosch, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data from more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed. He says it shows there's a need for long-term health monitoring and support for people affected by climate disasters, who often endure great stress and anxiety.
That disruption to their lives is actually having a real and complex impact upon their health.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF and 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
This is Bird Note. Walk into the visitor center at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and you'll be greeted by the Wall of Birds. The massive mural shows a map of the world.
And on this map, you're going to see painted in life size all the modern families of birds. And then when you walk up a stairwell, you're going to be greeted with a parade of extinct animals that belong to the evolutionary history of birds.
That's artist Jane Kim, who partnered with the Cornell Lab to create 270 life-sized portraits, ranging from the 30-foot-long feathered dinosaur Eutyrannus to the tiny, marvelous spatula-tail hummingbird. Each bird is painted with scientific accuracy, from their physical features to dynamic poses, like swimming waterfowl or a red-faced mouse bird clinging to the side of a tree.
And I think that kind of gave a lot more life rather than sort of a static field guide depiction of the birds.
The map reflects where each bird lives. That mouse bird clings to the African coastline. The spatula-tail flutters over Peru. A Bermuda petrel sails the open ocean.
It does give a sense of how, no matter where you are, we're so connected by an explosion of diversity of these species.
You can learn more about the Wall of Birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Share music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
Thank you. Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.